Okay, we continue with the Chassidus HaMavoeres. We're discussing the Beinoni, and we're on page 119, Kuf Yud Tes. And we already did the introduction to the Beinoni, so we're beginning to get inside the Beinoni in terms of he's in between the Rasha and the Tzaddik. And how is he in between the Rasha and the Tzaddik? First, we said the Beinoni has not done an aver his entire life, but it's still called a Beinoni, still called an in-between person. And then the commentary said, it doesn't mean he never did an aver his entire life, but he may have done an aver in his life, but he's done such incredible tshuva that it's as like he never sinned, and we don't anticipate him sinning again. So let's see what he continues. The Balei Tanya says the following, V'nikra lav shem Rasha, and he's not called the name of a Rasha even one moment his entire life, explains the Chassidus Moris. And since the spiritual condition of the Beinoni is that he's not applicable at all to doing a sin at all, and there's no place for it to begin. Okay, and therefore, lefi matzavata, based on his present situation, lanikra lav shem ra, afilu sha'achas, he's not given the name of a rasha, even for one moment, v'rega echad kol yomav, and even one moment his entire life. Okay, so meaning to say that footnote 8 says, all his life means from the time he reached the level of a Beinoni. Then, from that point on, his entire life, he's like he never sinned. Klomer, meaning to say, Nisbarla, we explained earlier in chapter 11, Beferish Rasha Vitovlo. How do they explain a Rasha Vitovlo? A Rasha, and he also has good. Demisha Obra, Afilo, Avera, Kalabovad, Varakli, Iti, Merchokos. If a person who sinned even one small Avera, even at a long time ago, at distant times, even after he has regret, and he asks for forgiveness from Hashem, he does tshuva, we call makam nikra Rasha, he's still called a Rasha, calls man shasiyas chet v'oven enim mushlelos mufrechas asubtachlis, as long as the ability to sin is not totally removed from him completely. He's still called a Rasha. Ki hatorah Rasha l'amitoso hu machmas etzem ho'efsher sachto. Because the description of a Rasha in its truest sense is based on the essential possibility of being able to sin again. Remember, Rasha does not have to sin per se, but he's likely to sin. He's shayach to a sin. And therefore, if he sins once in a while, that means he's applicable to sinning. If the spiritual condition of the Beinoni would be that even for a small sin, and even for a moment that he could sin, Einu b'madregas Beinoni l'amitosa, he's not truly considered a Beinoni, but rather a Rasha. So that can't be. El Abrahechrech, Lord, but you have to say, Shemadregas ha-Beinoni hi, what's the level of Beinoni? Shubamatzer she'nashah klal shum chet vavon. You have to say he's not shayach at all to any kind of sin right now. We're at the bottom of Kuf Yud Tes. There's no place for a sin to come. Therefore, he's not called a Rasha, even for one moment, his entire life. Footnote 10. What's the difference between a Beinoni and a Rasha who has the good and did tshuva on his sins? Is like this. Gam Rasha v'tovlo, even a Rasha, but there's good in him. He does regret, and he does ask Hashem to forgive him. And he does tshuva that's befitting.
Proper.
A proper fitting. But the sin did cause a weakening in his godly soul. Who mach lishmer is called mitzvahs. Even though right now he made a decision that he's going to keep all the mitzvahs. Yitachan shekasher yavol lidei nisayon ba'osa inyan shegorim chalishus b'nafsho lokis. It could be when he comes to a test in the very same place that caused him a weakness in his godly soul, one of the part to overcome that test. And that's how he explains in the brackets. That's another meaning of avera, goreres, avera. One sin leads to another. Explains that, and the Gemara says that once you do an avera and you repeat it, it becomes permitted to you. You think it's permitted. So even now he's called a Rasha based on that force, that his inner situation is such that once he's done the sin, sin isn't so removed from him.
So we're saying that
once you've done it, it's not unthinkable. So if you haven't done it, it's unthinkable. But once you've done it, even if you've done tshuva, it's still thinkable. And therefore, it's in there. That's if you do a proper tshuva. Wait. But if you do a tshuva gedola, big tshuva, amuk and deep kazu, so nisha benafsho shum reish shachalish v'achet, where there's not even a trace of the weakness from sin,
no remnant.
Ad kidei kach shasiyas achet v'avin he davar mufrach v'mishol esol lechlutim, where now he's reached the stage that doing a sin is totally repulsive to him. Hariba madregos beinoni, that puts him back on the level of being a beinoni. So there's different levels of tshuva. There's fitting tshuva. And deep, deep, complete, big tshuva. The tshuva that turns everything around. Right? So there are different levels of tshuva.
So it's a lot of, when we say that one of the steps, the last steps of tshuva is if you came upon it again, you wouldn't do it.
That's the Rambam says that.
That would be this
complete tshuva. That's we'll talk more about
it. More than you wouldn't do it. He says disgusting to you.
That's why.
Well, the Rambam says he testifies on you. Hashem could testify on you, you wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
Right? But again, there's a lot of debate what the Rambam means with that.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously there are many people who will sin after they've done tshuva, you know, and could be that. So it could be, even according to the Rambam, you know, like right now you don't want to do it again. And right now in the position that you're at, you're not going to live here, but you're not such a strong guy. And as time passes, things can change.
You can.
So he could still be a Beinoni. A Russia, Vitovlo, even according to the Rambam, he doesn't get into that.
It almost seems like there's three different sort of levels. There's a level where, because you've done the sin, you've scarred over, but there's a weakness there, so you're more likely to do it.
Now that that's the Russia Vitovlo.
There's a permissibility.
Or you're back to the way you were, but even the way you were, you still did it the first time, or you're actually strengthened from having done the sin, and now you're less likely than you were at the outset. It seems to be almost three levels.
Well, where's that second level?
The second level is your back.
I know, but I know what you're saying, but yeah. I don't see where he says that.
Now, he doesn't say it, but I'm just thinking that conceptually could be three different levels. One where you're weakened, one where you're back to where you were, and one where you're actually strengthened from having done the sin that you won't do it again.
If you're weakened, then I know what kind of tshuva you did.
Yeah.
But that's this Rasha definition, isn't it?
All right, yeah.
No, but the Rashi says, I've done tshuva that's appropriate, but maybe that's back to the original state because you did the sin.
That's not what he's saying, though. He's saying that because you've done the sin once, now you're more likely to do it.
But he's saying also that tshuva. Rui, tshuva rui.
Yeah, okay, we could debate that. Okay, next page, Kufchav, the Chassid verse is going to give a summary. It's already summarizing. L'sikum. Keshem Shatorim. Tzadik v'rasha l'fi tochnam ha'pnimim mitarim es matzav ha'pnim shalom. We see that the terminology of tzadik in Russia, their inner essence of it, is describing an inner spiritual condition of the person, not the external actions alone, but the inner condition. Ha'inal rakas masav v'losav v'machshav dir ma'aseh, not just his actions and thoughts and speech in that realm. Elabar ikabar primarily as pnimusa ma'uso. It's really talking about his inner essence. Really is, what is the inclination of his intellect? What are the feelings of his heart? And what things does he really draw himself towards? That's what a Rasha, that's the definition of Rasha or Tzadik. So, same too, when we describe a Beinoni, it's got to be describing the inner essence of the person, and that he worked through certain avodas Hashem. It's not enough that he hasn't actually done, thought, or spoke about an avera. But his mind and heart are in such a spiritual condition that doing a sin is totally repulsive to him.
Yeah.
It is. Vasibul kachin, what's that? Why is that? Kesel benoni, because when we're talking about a benoni, mal satov shall never shall okis, that essence of the good of the godly soul, lo nechla shall be mumah, has not been weakened at all. Has not been at all. Ve'ena kfufa ubatela klal alarash b'chal smali. And it's not subjugated and nullified at all to the evil in the left ventricle. Therefore, it's been totally removed, ultimate, totally removed, any concept of doing an aver. Because his godly soul is strong. The godly soul is strong. There's no way the guy is going to sin.
Right.
So the spiritual, inner spiritual level of Benoni is somewhere in between the tzaddik and the rasha. Matzava pnimi shel tzaddik, the part inside him that's like a tzaddik. Shekvar girish uberes harashal never shabam mishpus kalal hashemel shabalev. He's very chased out and burnt out the evil of the animalistic soul from the left ventricle. If he has no desire for any of the pleasures of this world.
Period.
That's the tzaddik. That's what the tzaddik is. Elanafcha lokis, he mushlales, umosholetas, well, guv kulo, gambamuchlibo. The godly soul's totally in control everywhere. That's the tzaddik. The godly soul is in control of everything. The evil's been thrown out. That's the tzaddik. Me'irach, on the other hand, in other words, how is the Beinoni different than the Tzaddik, we're wondering? That's what he's going to say. Matzav pnimi shel ha-Rasha hu, and what's the inner content of the Rasha? Sh'Rasha nafsha b'hem shebelibu hu b'toka gadol kachaf, the evil of the animalistic soul is so strong. Sh'achis gabel nefesh l'kis, that it can overcome the godly soul. Bovin sh'nafsha l'kis nasis k'fuf alat, that the godly soul can be subjugated to the animalistic soul to a certain degree. Therefore, it's not totally against the person's understanding to go against Hashem. The wicked man is always possible to sin, and indeed will sin, because it's so possible. So what's the inner essence of the Beinoni? In between that, both souls are still very strong and haven't been weakened. The godly soul is strong. The animalistic soul is strong. Neither one, but they're two guys still in the city, and they're both two very powerful opposing armies. On the one hand, next page, the essence of the godly soul hasn't been weakened at all. So it's not subservient to an animalistic soul. Based on the power of the good of the godly soul, it'll never come to sin. On the other hand, the evil in the left ventricle is also very strong. He wants all the pleasures of this world, as was explained already, as will be explained in the second volume. Chelik Beis of this chapter. Okay, so now we have to explain why is he not like a tzaddik. That's about Tani. Now he said how he's not like a Russia because he doesn't want to sin. So how is he not like a tzaddik? So says the Bala Tanya, but the essence of the godly soul, which is his 10 aspects of the 10 spheros, but they don't only rule in this small city. It's not just the godly soul that rules your body. The body is referred to as the small city. The human being is the small city.
Yeah.
Who rules the small city? That's always the question. So even though, you know, you don't want to do averus, but the godly soul is not the sole ruler. As opposed to the garments of the soul. Remember, there's the garments of the soul, which is how it manifests externally in thought, speech, and action. Right? That's the external expression of the soul. But the 10 forces of the aspects of the hanefesh, and the 3 aspects of the intellect and 7 of the midos, nikram, they're called maus va'atzmus nefesh, called the essence of the soul. The intellect of a person, the feelings of the midos of a person, his nature. That's the inner essence. Even though, so by the Beinoni, the garments of the godly soul still rule in the small
city.
And it prevents the animalistic soul from spreading into the body parts to bring the person to sin in thought, speech, and action. Still in all, the essence of the godly soul, the intellect and the attributes, they don't have soul rulership of the body. Klomer, meaning to say, we explained in the ninth chapter, these two souls, animalism and godly soul, they're both fighting with each other. Not just over the thought, speech, and action of the person. It's also fighting over his brains and his heart. It's looking for total victory. It's the place where the intellect and the midos reside. Top of Kuf Gimel. What does the godly soul want? The godly soul wants the brain to be filled only with godly intellect. And all the feelings in the heart should only be towards Hashem. So the animalistic soul wants the opposite. It wants the intellect of the brain and the attributes of the heart to be totally sunken in the aspects of this world and its pleasures. Is what's your focus in life? What does your mind and heart tell you? What do you feel? That's the battle. So now this Beinoni, how does the battle play itself out? The godly soul has no rulership over the evil midos. Shall never shabbat of the animalistic soul. And they're not dying to talk from Grasim Baklausma, they're very strong in the left ventricle. Fikachyakul, he's a rare belave of anani regish shall type of shiko typhus on the sevatanagov. So the animalistic soul is able to arouse in the heart of the Beinoni feelings of desire towards the physical pleasures of this world. Fachitakan shall day, he's iris typhus nashabemis, to the point where it's possible through the arousal of the animalistic soul and other bad midos in his heart, Bilbavo. Yaluhirim Royal welcome LM. Bad thoughts come to your mind by itself. However, he still doesn't sin in the brackets. But the Beinoni fights against those drives. So totally they might suppose to not ever have it come out to an action.
Physical action.
And when the thoughts come, he banishes those thoughts from his mind.
Immediately.
Aha. The nimsa comes out. The intellect and the midos of the godly soul. It's not the one ruling the small little city. In the brackets. Now, Pia Mavur comes out as we've explained. Sheisla Beinoni, regarding a Beinoni, Hamidos Haroh, Shalonefesh Abahamis, Heinadayim, Betokum, Uchla Smoli. The bad midos, the animalistic soul, are still very strong in the left ventricle. The godly soul does not have soul rulership of the heart. You might think Beinoni doesn't succeed at all if the animalistic soul is still strong. Limloch Lishol, to rule at all. To not allow the bad midos to come out. You might think that. Still, Mamshich Rabbeinu Mavar, the Rebbe will continue to explain, that's not so. In other words, you think now that there's never a time where the godly soul rules.
So it's like
soul,
it's like a stalemate.
Solely.
Yeah.
Right?
Spelling of
in other words, you know, that it's never able to impact on the animalistic soul. You think it's always going to be like a draw forever. He's saying that's not so.
Still me.
Mam shekreinu varshen dovarkein. Elo yeis manim yuchadim shevahem. Hanefesh halokis sholta shlita malaya gambaleva benoni. There are times where the godly soul has complete dominion in the heart of the Beinoni. There are good times. Those times, the animalistic soul has no arousal for the physical pleasures of this world. They're temporary conquests. And at those special times, the godly soul alone rules. Okay. Shlita zu shall never sulkish el chalas monish b'leiv b'smayim yochayim. This dominion of the godly soul over the left ventricle of the heart at certain unique times, who ikker godol esav benonim b'avodasam. That is the primary part of their avodat Hashem.
Wow.
Kal yedei zeh, because through that, the yocholto lishol tulim shol ala maisa dibra maisa shalom b'meshach kol yom. Because if you have a good control at that point, it's possible to rule if thought, speech, and action as the day goes on. Next page. You could reach a spiritual state that any aspect of sinning is totally removed. It's going to be explained later on. So that's not what the Baal Tanya now says himself. He says, Ki'im be'itim zanim. The godly soul doesn't rule except at certain times. When you say the Shema, when you daven the Shemone Esrei, those are times when the godly soul can totally rule if you allow it.
In a Beinoni. Where if
in a Beinoni. Netzadik, it totally rules all the time.
Right.
You want, but you're feeling this, you never really are winning. So Shema is, and Shemone Esrei is a time where you win. Why? Bismanim Yuchadim, at certain times, says the Chesus Mavares, we could go, Bishas Kriyashma Tvil, like during Shema and Shemone Esrei. The godly soul can even dominate over the animalistic soul by a Beinoni. At these times, the brain and the heart are filled with comprehension of the godless of Hashem intellectually and emotionally to love Hashem. At that point, the godly soul has complete governance over the feelings of the heart. And at that time, the evil in the left ventricle, it can't arouse to any physical pleasures.
Nothing at all.
That's what footnote 16 says in the Chovas Havavos, that just like it's not possible to have fire and water in one utensil at the same time. They cannot coexist in one utensil. So you can't put together in one heart love of Hashem and love of this world. It cannot be at the same time. You cannot love Hashem and love this world physically removed from Hashem at the same time.
It's like loving two wives at the same time.
You can't be yelling and screaming at the Super Bowl, you know, and saying, and I love Hashem just as much at the same time. You can't.
It doesn't work.
Because when the heart of a person is burning with coals of love of Hashem, it's not possible to feel any other pleasures. If a man really, really, really loves his wife, he ain't thinking about another woman.
At all.
But the Chosos also says this idea is rival wives.
Yeah.
If you really, really love one wife, you cannot really, really love somebody else. And that's what he's saying. So at these points in time, when the Shema and the Shemone Esrei have the ability to make the fire of the godly soul very strong, then by definition, if it's that strong, there's no way any other thoughts can get in there. So he has to explain this all. Shehi, next line. Now he's going to explain a big Hasidic concept over here. Shishas, because the time of Shema Shemone Esrei is called the time of Mochin the Godless Lamala, a supernal greatness of the brains. In Aramaic, Mochin means the brains, and there's a time we call the brains are great, or the brains are small. There's a high brain time and low brain time. And this is what he now has to explain.
It's like high and low tide.
HaKoach HaMiyuchat Sheishu Benoni V'Shas Kriya Shema Tfil Lishod Al Malos V'Atzomos HaRav Shebechlau Shmon Shebelev, the unique power that the Benoni has during Shema and Shemone Esrei to dominate the essence of the evil from the left ventricle. It comes from a power that's given from above at these special times. Alavodas hisponanus begadlus yisparach v'sars ahava b'leiv. Through the service of reflection of the greatness of Hashem and the arousal of the love in the heart, as which will be explained. Kishas kriyishma tefillah hi esros lamala. The time of Shema and tefillah is a very auspicious time above. At this time, there draws forth an extra revelation of godly light in the higher worlds of this aspect of the brains of above. Kimavur B'Torah says so, as explained in the mystical teachings. Shishma and Kriyashma Tfilahu, the time of Shema and Shmonesre, is a time of what? Shas Mochin, the God of Samala. It's a time of big brains above.
Whoa.
But when it's big brains above, it brings it down. Vashpo Mizen in Shechas Gam Ba'odom Lamata, and this influence draws down even into the person below, Kvishis Barba Samach, as we're going to explain right now.
Whoa.
So now, the next page, he's going to now explain this concept. Bayer Inyan Mochin the Goddess. What does it mean that the brains are big? Bigness of brain.
Greatness.
Okay. But Adam Basar Adam Lahabdol. You know, Lahabdol, but if in a human being who's flesh and blood, there's two general situations in regarding the revelation of the powers of the intellect. And he crammed there called mochin, the katness, the smallness of the brain, umochin, the godless, and the greatness of the brain. Now he's going to explain both situations. Matzav shomoicha, the katness, the situation of smallness of the brain is what? Because your kochas ha-sekel heim bedarga namucha, when the power of the intellect is on a very low level, v'zein l'sekel shlut al midos, that's when the intellect does not have control over your midos. Uladugma, for example, sichlo shel katan, the intellect of a kid. That's what a kid is. What's a katan? A katan has a small brain. Even though he can be very bright, he can be sharp, right? And he has good understanding. But his brains can't dominate his emotions. Lahashkiton mersichas anativi, to quiet them from their natural burning up. Elohu miskaes, umiskatseif. He gets angry. Uboch afilu mitzvarim kan, he'll cry for little things. Shem hepech ritzon afilu v'ksas. If anything doesn't go his way, he's very upset. Can't control himself. Semitzat shadasa sobekan, it's because his intellect's very small. V'yuchal lishol basma shalosh spal. He can't stop himself from being influenced from that. His mind isn't controlling the situation. It's his emotions are good. That means the brain is small. Smallness of the brain. You have adults who act like four-year-olds times. They're just not using their brains. They're not letting their brains dictate. You know, this, and this we talked about, this we did talk about it on Wednesday, and we'll talk about it tomorrow morning in the Shabbos class. What does menucha mean?
Menucha.
Rest really means when the brains are big.
Yeah, big brains.
When your brains are big,
expanded.
Then you have tranquility. Because you're not being tossed around by your emotions. When your emotions are controlling you, that is not tranquility.
No.
Goy thinks tranquility means I'm on a beach. Everything's calm. You know why? Only because there's nothing there to upset him.
Right.
That's a Goy's idea of tranquility. Let me get away from everybody. The problem is people. The world would be great if it wasn't for people.
Yeah.
If we know people in the world, then everything would be amazing. Because I'm amazing. So what I do, I go far away to somewhere on the exotic island where there isn't anybody in or out.
There's nobody.
Nobody. If there be one person already, I can get all stressed out. Even one person's too many. One is too many. Right? So menucha for a goy is to just not be around the stressors.
That's right. To remove the stressors.
But real menucha is to realize that there are no stressors. That which appears to be a stressor is not a stressor at all. And that's real menucha.
But that Hashem is in charge?
If Hashem is in charge, how could there be a stressor?
It's all tov. It's all good.
If Hashem's in charge, how is there a stress? What's the problem? You think Hashem's doing something? What are you having stress for? Because things aren't the way they're supposed to be.
No, okay. Things aren't the way you want them to be.
You want them to be, right?
That's the stress.
But if Hashem is doing them, how could they not be the way you want them to be? You want it to be the best way, and Hashem could only do it in the best way. There's no other way for Hashem to do it but in the best way. But when we're talking about when the brains are big, it's when the power of the intellect is very high and strong. They control the midos. Like the intellect of an adult, we hope. He's able to contain within himself even something that's against his will. Because he has greatness of brains. He doesn't get excited about what the Midos are saying. In general, when we talk about the brains and bigness, it's connected to a certain degree for the ability for the person to go deep and to connect his seichel to a specific aspect. Up to the point where the intellect influences your feelings. The feeling should be in coordinated with what your mind is saying. The God is this situation of the brains being great. It illuminates in the midos a great illumination that's so strong from the intellect. That's within the human being. That also is up above. The same thing. With the 10 supernal spheros, as it were. There's two different ways of the influence to illuminate from Chachma, Bina, and Das. And that's the brains of above. L'midos elyonos, regarding this higher midos. B'chinas is nasik of mochin de katnas, where the brains are small. There's certain times that from above, God's bringing down weak mental energies to the emotional energies. U'b'chinas mochin de galus, but there's times of greatness of the brain. There's a time where there's so much intellect coming in that's influencing the emotion. And that extra reveals more of godliness in the world, especially in a Jewish soul. Okay. So there's times within the person where there's differences depending on the person. There's also times above where God is sending down different strengths. So, and that's what we now set up to see, and that's exactly what's happening. He's going to tell us tomorrow, next week, when you're saying the Shema. It's that time of the Shema is where the big brains can come from Shemayim, and you can connect to the big brains. Right? If a person, that's why it's very important to catch the Zman of Kriya Shema. The Zman of Kriya Shema, you know, you have until this time.
Catch the wave.
10:07. After that, the brain power is cut down. Yeah, you can still say the Shema.
But it's a period of time. It's not just a point in time.
Yeah.
No, it's not a point. It's a point in time.
So it's from period. Above.
It's a window of opportunity.
There's a window of opportunity to get the big brains. For a couple hours a day, there's the windows open. You say the Shema. You say the Shema. Say, boom, you caught it. Now you have to be in tune with that.
Yeah, you got to.
So that will elaborate on Amir Tzeshem next.
The nighttime Shema works the same way.
Yep.